I'm Katie.
I'm Janelle.
And we're so excited. We're travel agents with Be Our Guest Vacations.
Shout out.
But this is not a travel agent podcast. It's a travel podcast.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about our opinions. We're going to talk about things we love, things we don't love.
There's going to be a lot of hot takes.
I'm going to say the word hate.
Oh, boy. No. I don't know if they got a new chef or they just redid the menu or threw out old ingredients and came back with it.
There are.
That people aren't going to agree with. So if you don't agree with, you can tell us in the comments and tell us why. I'm all for feedback.
Okay. Let's begin. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our very first Travel Tea podcast. I'm Katie.
I'm Janelle.
And we're so excited.
Yay.
Okay. So to start.
Yeah. We have a lot of thoughts.
We do have a lot of Disney thoughts.
People probably aren't going to agree with a lot of thoughts.
They will not. But that's fine. No one ever agrees with anything I say. We're travel agents with Be Our Guest Vacations.
Shout out.
But this is not a travel agent podcast. It's a travel podcast.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about our opinions. We're going to talk about things we love, things we don't love.
There's going to be a lot of hot takes.
There are.
That people aren't going to agree with. So if you don't agree with, you can tell us in the comments and tell us why. I'm all for feedback.
Okay. Let's begin. Let's start with unpopular. We're just going to talk about Disney World to start.
Yes.
We're going to keep it broad. And then we can go into different types of Disney areas.
Yeah.
Okay. Disney World, unpopular opinions.
I know you got a lot.
I know.
So why don't you start?
But no, I want you to start.
You want me to start? Mm-hmm. What if I take one of yours? Then what?
I have four. So
I thought you had two.
I have four, but two are like good ones because people are going to like automatically assume we're going to talk about bad ones.
Okay.
But I also came up with good ones that I think people don't agree with.
Okay.
That I think they should agree with.
Okay.
So what's your first one?
My first one is I'm not a park hopper.
That was going to be one of my super sips, park hopping.
So I do think park hopping is for some people, some families, you know, but for me and my family, we have enough to do in each one of the parks. And we're more of a, I mean, last trip we went to the park and then we would go back to the resort, give the kids a break and go back to that park.
So that's what we do too.
And I also think park, to kind of piggyback on that, like, parks during the day are completely different than that park at night. So it's kind of like you're getting two things in one anyway without park hopping.
True. I will say, so my annual pass comes like it is a park hopper. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't have that, I probably would not buy like park hopper tickets.
Mm-hmm.
But when I have it, I like to use it. So then that makes me question, like, if I bought park hoppers, would I use them more often?
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea for people who like, for dining purposes, like if there's something you really want to do and there's only a reservation at night.
Yeah, definitely.
Or like breakfast.
For sure.
But you want to do something on a certain day.
For sure.
So it gives you a little more flexibility.
It does give you flexibility.
Do you want to hear mine?
I do. Of course
I do. I already know that you know it. I'm not going to say the word hate.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to say the word hate, but I will say the monorail is my least favorite mode of Disney transportation.
I'm pretty sure we hear this every time we go.
Furthermore,
where we're going.
Furthermore, I also don't love the monorail resorts.
No.
I mean, I like them, but I would prefer to stay at an Epcot Air Resort any day.
Okay.
Do you want to know my reasons why? The monorail smells. Every single one you go in smells. And I specifically remember like
it
one time.
It kind of smells a little bit.
It
like
smells
a barn.
Like a barn. And I don't understand, like, even like if you're the first one on in the morning, whatever they clean it with, I don't know, obviously, but it still smells. And I remember like walking on one once and like someone's like, oh, this one doesn't smell as bad. And I was like, yes, it does. It does smell.
Yeah.
And also,
I also don't think it gets like it's AC'd. We're going to use
it's not AC'd.
It's AC'd.
It's not fast.
I don't feel like it's AC'd.
Also, like, depending which resort you're staying at, if you're getting on, there's, like, nowhere to stand. Mm-hmm. Like, there's, you're sitting, especially at the Grand Floridian. Like, if you are spending the money to stay at the Grand Floridian, it should be the first stop. But it's the last one before Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you have that teensy little area to get on, mm-hmm. and then the doors open and there's nowhere to stand. So you're shoving in with people.
Yeah.
People don't have to, like, fold up their strollers. So there's just a giant stroller in the middle, which, fine, like, I guess that's, like, people like that they don't have to fold up their strollers. But, and then, if there's, like, have you ever noticed that, like, if there's, like, a cop car, like, something with sirens, like, it has to stop? Have you ever noticed that?
No,
I didn't. Like, it can't. I don't know. There's, like, certain things that, like, it can't move if it's under. I swear. This has happened to me multiple times.
I need to look into this because I've never seen this.
So, just needless to say, I just don't think it's the most efficient. And I know that, like, the nostalgia. But I also think...
That's what I was going to say. It's the nostalgia for a lot of people.
Because I became a Disney-obsessed person at an older age. So, like, for me, there is no nostalgia of the monorail. So
I get that. I get that.
I honestly would rather take a bus.
For me, I'm opposite because I did start going at such a young age and I always like going to Magic Kingdom.
Did you ride the monorail?
But here's the thing. We stayed at Valley Resorts. We stayed at Pop Century, which I love. We won't get into that with you.
What else did you also stay at that I would not do?
The campground. We stayed at the campground. I'm going to get you to stay at the campground one day. If it's just in the DVC cabins, we'll be staying there and you're going to have so much fun.
I would stay at the cabins. Okay. I would stay at the cabins.
Okay. That will be the compromise.
I mean, maybe even an RV, but, like, do people pitch up tents?
Yeah.
This is my thoughts.
I wouldn't, though.
But when you're in Disney, like, I need to feel clean at the end of the day. Like, have you ever gone camp? Well, obviously, you've gone camping. Like, when you go camping, you just don't feel clean. Like, even if you shower. I don't know. It's just, like, camping is one thing. I love camping. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not knocking camping. Mm-hmm. But, like, camping is one thing and Disney is another.
Okay.
And in my mind, they do not cross paths. However... They do have horses.
They do, and you're a horse girl.
I know, and you can ride them.
Yeah, you can.
So I think I will stay there for that. But anyways, what were you saying?
I don't know, but that's what this is going to be a lot of.
Wait, no, but...
A lot of back and forth.
Oh, you grew up going to Disney.
Yeah. Yes. So we were in the Valley Resorts. We were at the campground and stuff, and driving up in a bus to Magic Kingdom, you're obviously seeing those big resorts. You're seeing the Contemporary, you're seeing the Grand, you're seeing the Poly. And I always want to stay there because I was just like, oh, look, the monorail, it's going by. How magical. So I did see that growing up and I always wanted to stay there. And I did stay at the Grand and I love staying at the Grand.
The Grand, the rooms are literally beautiful. I think they're like
the most gorgeous rooms.
Well, so is the Boardwalk.
We'll get into that in a different episode.
I think the rooms at the Boardwalk are extremely comparable.
Okay.
If not better.
Okay.
But I do love that.
Maybe that will be my next unpopular opinion. I feel like we're going to have to dive right into that
one. But like the lobby of the Grand Floridian is like a shopping mall to me. Like it's like a...
Oh, I love the lobby. No,
it's like a destination for people now because they have like... What is it? The Perch? That little bar in there now?
And there's all
that shopping. Like, it's nice to be there. But then also, I don't want, when I'm staying at a resort, I don't want a bunch of people from other resorts at my resort. Do you know what I mean? Not that I guess you would know, but you can tell. Like, people will be like, oh, let's go on a monorail crawl. And I don't want that. I want peace and quiet.
I get that. But also, I feel like I'm not, my room's not in...
But you have to go to the lobby a lot. You have to go to the lobby to get to the monorail.
You can skip it all.
Oh, and walk around. But then how would you get to the monorail?
I mean, you would obviously have to go in the building and go right down, but then you can exit and walk around it. Like, you don't have to walk through the lobby. But I like it because solely for my child, because I love that I don't have to walk through a gift shop or walk past really a gift shop.
Oh, that's true.
And
like art of animation. That gets me every time. Well, it gets my children every time, not me.
It gets my child every time. But yeah, that's why I like that. Even the moderate resorts, I would say you don't have to walk through a gift shop.
Do you know where else,
like,
you don't have to walk through a gift shop? Boardwalk. The gift shop is literally
on the outside. Away.
I know.
Yes.
Well, the first time I stayed there, I was like, I don't know if I like this, but I feel like every time I stay there, I just love it more and more. Every time.
I mean, we're going to dive into this now. That's going to be my next unpopular opinion is Boardwalk is not my favorite.
Is it because of the room thing that was all the way at the end of the hall? You can't let that experience.
We went to, story time. We were going there for an agency trip. and you were coming back from a cruise.
Yeah, it was like a one night.
It was like an overlap of that.
Let me, okay, say what you're going to say first, and then I'll say my theory.
So Katie is a member of, she has DVC.
Mm-hmm.
So she used her points to get a two-bedroom, right? Two-bedroom villa.
Amazing.
At Boardwalk. And she's like, just stay with us this one night. And I was like, okay, I'll do that. And I had to find her in the maze that is the Boardwalk, the DVC side of the Boardwalk.
It's the same as the other side. The other side's like that too.
Well, I didn't have to walk that far on the other side.
I know. I think you just got lucky. But like, I don't know. I don't know if maybe that's where the two-bedroom villas were.
It gave me like a little sour taste because, first of all, I'm dragging my heavy luggage on carpet. And I'm like,
I know.
Oh my God.
That does suck.
Going down all these different hallways to like the end. And I'm thinking to myself, a two-bedroom villa, it should be like first. You're paying more money, it should be first. But I guess it makes sense because you need more room. Listen, I like the Boardwalk, but that was a trek.
We stayed in a two-bedroom villa in November at the Boardwalk, and I'm not kidding you. Are we going to be swearing on this podcast? Because I was going to say, I'm not shitting you. I'm going to swear.
Well, there it is.
It was the last room. The very last, like, it might have been the same one.
Okay.
But I have a theory that when you use points, I don't know, I'm always at the end of the hall every time, except one time I was like first ones after the elevator, but it was just a one bedroom on a two.
I mean,
but, like, Animal Kingdom Lodge is the same thing.
The room though, the room
is amazing.
Is great.
Like, I want to live there and move in.
Also, I'm a big Donald fan.
I know.
So I loved when we pulled down that, the Murphy mm-hmm. bed, and it was Donald, and I really,
like,
appreciated that.
Oh no, it's Mickey and Minnie, I think, in front of there's like a painting in front of the tub, and I don't remember who it
is. No, I do know what you're talking about. There is Mickey and Minnie, they're on like the swan boats, right?
Yeah, but I was thinking it was Donald.
But I think Donald and Daisy are also somewhere.
They
in
are.
There.
They're like everywhere.
Yeah.
There.
And I did like
and
that.
You can walk to Epcot, which is my favorite.
You can walk to Epcot, which was nice when you left me. And I was like, oh, I'm kind of intruding.
Oh,
so
yeah,
because
my child is strep throat.
Yeah.
Also, you can walk to Hollywood Studios. Like, it's mm-hmm. just literally perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to take 5 buses, like Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort, to get to Magic Kingdom. It's just one bus.
Yes. Which is nice.
Okay. Do you have another unpopular opinion?
No, those are my two.
You only said one.
I did two.
What was the other one?
I did that one, and then I did park hopping.
Okay, do you want to hear mine?
Yeah, I do. You said the monorail.
Yeah, that was my first one, was the monorail, which I think will also lead into my second unpopular. Oh.
Oh, God.
Well, this one I think actually might be agreeable to people.
Okay.
Because I'm not saying it's the worst park. But I think Magic Kingdom...
I knew where this was going right
I know.
When you said that.
If you think, I know you're not going to agree with this, but if you think, like, general.
Okay.
I think Magic Kingdom has the worst food options.
I don't.
They have the cheeseburger egg rolls that I
do,
know
which are my
with.
Favorite.
Have you ever had, they had, the one time I was there, they had, like, chicken cordon bleu ones, and I've never seen them again there, but they were, like, comparable.
I feel like they've been doing the pizza ones.
I know,
a lot.
Which
we already
logs,
have at
we don't
home.
Care. Yeah. Sorry, Disney. Pizza logs don't impress us.
Yeah. We're used to that.
But, like, besides that, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like there's not one thing at Magic Kingdom. Well, I guess cheeseburger egg rolls. Besides that, there's not, like, one thing that everyone's like, oh, my God, you have to get this at Magic Kingdom.
We used to, when my husband and I used to go, because when we were annual pass holders living in Florida, we would go to Friar's Nook. Because they had a bunch of different loaded tots, like different flavors. Like, we would get the buffalo chicken.
Yum.
Which was so good. And then all of a sudden they did away with it. And now it's just the one.
Do you feel like when you go,
thing.
This is just a general thing that I just realized I do. Like, I will, like, stick to one thing. Like, if there's, like, a place I love, like, I love Sleepy Hollow at mm-hmm. Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. I will only go there. And, like, I never go to Friar's. And, like, I don't think I've ever gone to the Pinocchio's.
Me either.
What is it?
Pinocchio House.
Yeah, but there's another
House.
Word in the middle, isn't there?
No.
Village. Yeah. But, like, I just like, stick to what I know and what I love, and I just keep going there.
Yeah.
I need to expand my horizons. But, yeah.
I do. I used to like Pecos Bill, too, because they did have...
I never go there. except to get
one time it was like a vegetarian, like I got like the three tacos and one of them was like a vegetarian and it was like tempura covered cauliflower and it was so, I know it sounds so weird, right? It was so good.
Was it chopped or was it like a full?
They were like little pieces of the cauliflower, but it was very good. And then they got rid of it and now they have a different vegetarian dish that I'm like, no.
I do like when they have, like, especially for the Halloween party, like the special foods, or like the one time at the party, they had like a pot roast sandwich, which normally I would never get something like this, but
yeah, that's,
I know. I don't know. I was feeling it that day. It was like a pot roast sandwich or maybe like even patty melt something. I don't know. There was like onions on it and mushrooms, and I love mushrooms from Cosmic Rays.
Okay.
And it was so good. And I think about it often. Like I think about it often. Every time I go back, I'm like, oh, I wish they had that. But like, Cosmic Rays during parties, those lines, I can't be bothered.
No.
It's terrible.
No.
And I don't think you can mobile order during them either.
I don't think you can during either the parties. We'll have to double check that.
Just
don't come for us if that's wrong.
I don't think, I'm almost positive you can't. I don't know. Magic Kingdom, like, it's just like nothing to look forward to.
I wouldn't say food-wise. I would agree. I mean, I have the certain foods I go to, like, go-to foods.
They have the churro waffles at Crystal Palace, which people love those.
Yes. I did like that meal. As far as like quick grab and go, there's staples. So if you're a picky person, I feel like Magic Kingdom's going to be fine because there's a lot of like hamburgers, corn nuggets,
and I don't chicken like, tenders. I want something like all that fun kind of stuff. And like special.
But I do know people like the shrimp skewers at Columbia Harbor House, which I haven't tried yet.
I've never gone there either. And I always think to myself, oh my gosh,
I'm going to try it. But then I'm like,
and I never go.
I need my spring rolls.
Exactly. And then like, you just don't feel like eating.
So maybe we're not giving it much of a chance.
I know.
Maybe
and then I also just get full on Diet Coke. Like, I'll just be like, just give me a Diet Coke. But like, I don't know. I'd rather just go to Epcot. Animal Kingdom, I think, has really good food.
Animal Kingdom, in my opinion, has the best food.
Yeah, and even like the best quick service, the best stands.
That
Mr. Kamal's French fries.
Oh my God.
I get those every time.
I think about them.
Me too.
Weekly.
All the time. And then they have Nomad Lounge. Mm-hmm. Like, they are just superior.
It has the, in my opinion, it has the best quick service in all of Walt Disney World there. So Thule Canteen.
That,
in Pandora.
That grew on me. I hated it at first. Mm-hmm. And then one time my friend made me get, they have like the pods.
Oh yeah, the cheeseburger pods.
Do you know that the stuff they put inside those is the same thing that's inside the cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Do you like them? Did you try them?
I've never tried them because I get the bowl, the build your own bowl, because I love it so much. Because I know I'll get the cheeseburger spring rolls.
They're good.
At Magic Kingdom.
And then it comes like a little thing on the side and that stuff is good too. And then my friend made me get this coffee. It had a weird name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm unprepared. I'll look it up. And it was like purple on top. I want to say it was called like Ubu or something.
Ube.
Yes. Do you know what I'm talking
Starbucks
about?
Starbucks has Ube now.
They do?
Is it
purple?
Yes.
So they had that. And I literally drank it in like 5 seconds.
My sister just got one and she said, I thought this was going to be sweet. I thought the purple stuff was going to be sweet. And it's like, it's not. But it's super good.
It's good. And then this is like a sidetrack because it reminds me of that. The peanut butter nitro brew from Gideon's. I always get two of those. When I go, I get two.
What? I've still never been to Gideon's.
You haven't?
No, because every time I go by there, the line is so long.
Okay, the line looks intimidating, but I'm telling you, even if it's all the way to the end, like, so Gideon's is like in between two rows of shopping or whatever restaurants, and then it's like the in-between.
Yeah.
If it's all the way to the end, that's really only like 20 minutes. Like, if my children and husband will wait in it, you can do it. I swear it goes by fast. Well, you're just going to have to do it on like an agency trip or something.
Yeah, like when I go by myself.
Yeah. Our last trip, I got my favorite pistachio toffee cookie. And my children literally ate it.
Why didn't you get two?
Because I only wanted one. And if I got two, I would eat two. So in my head, I was like, I'm being good. I'm just going to get one.
Well, you were really good. You didn't eat hardly any of it.
I was so mad. But yeah, so that's my other. And then let's just throw it out there. I'm just going to say this too. A highly unpopular opinion.
Oh, God. Careful.
If it was up to me and I was not with my children, this is going to be like a little asterisk. Not with my children.
Okay.
I either wouldn't go to Magic Kingdom at all, or that would be like my last choice to go to. I will say, so we're going on the Royal Caribbean cruise in 2 weeks with the agency. And it was like hundreds cheaper to fly into Orlando. So I'm flying into Orlando the day before and taking the Brightline the morning of. And that day, because I'm landing at 7 a.m., I have a full day to go to Disney. Mm-hmm. And I almost was thinking, should I go to Magic Kingdom? Well, I'm going with Casey, so I had to take her thoughts into consideration, too. Instead of just being like, hey, we're doing this.
Yeah.
But I want to go to Nomad Lounge because I'm not with my kids. So, like, I need to take advantage of that. But also, Big Thunder Mountain's going to be open.
Oh, yes.
I know.
I'm so excited for that.
And is
Buzz. Have you gone on Buzz since
I don't care about that. I don't care about that at all.
You don't want to be a galactic? Okay.
No. I hate those rides. That ride and Toy Story Mania are a waste of time.
We're getting a lot of hot takes and unpopular opinions right off the
Yesterday, I met with a client who's also a friend. Like, we got coffee and we were talking about... She wanted, like, tips on which rides she should do for her Lightning Lanes first. And I just wanted to tell, like, it's so hard for me to be like, don't do Toy Story Mania. But, like, people love it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to give the people what they love. But I'm like, just like so it. You know, you're just sitting there doing this. Like, it's not.
It's fun. A ride. It is a ride.
Anyways. So.
Ignore that.
Yeah. So, but also, is Muppets going to be open? Is it, when is it opening? Did they give
May
a date
26th.
Yet? Oh, never mind. It's not. Are you
sure? Pretty sure.
May 26th is the day that you can get into the water parks for free. Are you confusing them?
No. May 21st, I thought it was water park.
No, 26th.
May 26th. Assistant, look that up.
He doesn't have to. It's fine.
When but Rock and Roller Coaster reopens.
I was thinking, because I know.
May 26th.
Oh, you were right.
Huzzah. Isn't that the same day for Big Thunder, too?
No, Big Thunder's going to be open when we go. Because Casey texted me and she was like, oh, we should ride Big Thunder when we're there.
Oh. But May 1st for Big Thunder.
Huh.
May 3rd.
Big Thunder.
Okay.
Reimagine. Okay. Is it Reimagine? Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I will. But again, because I have annual pass, I have Park Hopper, so I can. I really wanted to do a dessert party, but of course they were sold out.
Mm-hmm.
But which is fine because.
But you could always go and
ask.
And
you know that I don't like to stay up late. And we're literally taking the 5 a.m. Brightline.
Well,
so.
Try day of too because people can cancel.
But I only will do the specific one dessert party. I will only do the seats and suites and seats.
Mm-hmm.
I won't do the one where you go before and I won't do the one where you go after.
Why?
Well, for one, I'm not going to sit and watch fireworks and then eat desserts after. Like, absolutely not.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Like, that sounds like true torture, in my opinion. Although, when fireworks are over, I need to exit the premises
Here's the thing. I kind of, now that I say that, after fireworks, I like to just sit and chill and let everybody go. So I'm not, like, going with the horde.
You can sit and chill on a bus.
But here's, no, because then everybody's running towards the bus stop, and it's, like, a horde of people.
But when you do... Well, I guess I don't
because
know.
Because then at least you're sitting and doing something. You're sitting and you're having sweets and...
That would give me anxiety. But when you do the seats and... The sweets and seats, that's hard to say.
It is.
You know, like, the back area?
Yeah.
So it's not Main Street, but then, like, the side area that they open up for, like, parties to get in?
Yeah.
You can exit that way.
Yeah.
I mean, people still... It's still crowded.
Yeah.
But
also... Here's the thing. If it's your only time going to Magic Kingdom and you're like, I want to do a dessert party, just keep in mind, you're not going to be able to see all of the castle projections if you do seats and suites. There's a tree and it cuts off the front part of the castle. So you're like seeing the spire and stuff.
Maybe for me, I don't care because
you've seen it how many times?
I want to be sitting down, not in a group of people. Like, my husband does not love to be in crowds of people. Like, usually has comments, and, like, he's a good sport, and he will do it, because we want to. But when we went to the dessert party, he was like, this is amazing. Like, this is, we need to do this every time. But it was the sweets and seats.
Yeah. We did because one, and it was a pre-party.
My cousin does the pre-party. So, you eat the dessert, and then they walk you to, like, the grass area. Mm-hmm. But then you're still around people.
Which, okay. But when we went to the grass area, it's very intimidating, because we went in as one of the last people. So, there was, like, people are sitting down and you're like, where the heck are we going to go? Because everybody's taking up room and you're like, okay, we'll just carve out this place. But once the like music drops, people stand up and everybody like pushes forward because they want to be at the front. But then we looked behind us and there's nobody behind us. So we actually went backwards against the back railing and we could see very well.
Part of the experience for me is like not being around people. So that's why I like that one. But my cousin does also like the one that you did.
Yeah.
Is that the one that you went to when you kept ordering apple juice for Riley?
Yes.
So that story like always sticks out in my head.
Oh, we'll get into that. We'll get into that another time.
Highly recommend dessert parties. I actually like when my clients come to me and they're like, we want to do something special, or like it's a birthday mm-hmm. party and they want to like splurge a little bit. Like that's like one of my top recommendations for Magic Kingdom for sure.
Agreed.
But yeah, back to where I started. I just like, I love, and it's not that I don't love Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. It's magical. It's whimsical. Like obviously the most magical of all the parks, but like, I enjoy the other parks more.
I get that. That's hot take.
What is a hot take?
Working in a break. We're going to take a break. Bye. And then we're going to come back.
Each episode, we want to go over, like, just briefly talk about trips that we booked.
Why are you laughing? I'm laughing. My dog.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I didn't even notice it. Like,
I noticed it.
I think because of work, I'm so used to, like, blocking noises out. I truly just, like, I just don't.
Yeah.
okay. So each episode we want to talk mm-hmm. about within the last month, because we are travel agents, mm-hmm. trips that we've booked that like were super fun, interesting, whatever.
Yeah.
Mine isn't like a specific trip, but like there was a week period this month. I don't know what was going on, but I booked like 10 cruises on the Disney Treasure. And I was like, oh.
Just the Treasure?
Yes. That's why I was like, what's happening? It was only the Treasure.
People are loving the Treasure.
I know. And
I just did a ship tour mm-hmm. of the Treasure. And it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. It's well laid out. All of the different areas are super fun and interesting. And I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to going on the Treasure.
I want to, but they only have 7-night itineraries. And like, it's hard for me to commit to that.
Yeah.
But I feel like I need to go on.
But I do feel like a lot of them, when they first premiere, it's a lot of 7-night stuff. And eventually,
and they go to St. Thomas. Yeah. Like, that's the itinerary
it's
I want to do.
It's such a good itinerary.
I know. And on a brand, well, it's not brand new. But, like, in my eyes, it's brand new.
Yeah.
Like, it's not brand new.
Yeah.
But to me, it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, those are I thought that was fun. That I booked, like, so many fun people get to go on the Treasure. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I will next year. Mm-hmm.
Okay, mine, I did book a family on the Disney Adventure.
Ooh.
Yes. So it was my first time booking anybody for the Disney Adventure.
Do they live here?
Or
do they live elsewhere?
They live elsewhere.
Okay.
And they live kind of close over there. But yeah, I hadn't booked the Adventure yet, and the Adventure is very different.
I was just going to say,
every other cruise ship.
When you're choosing the stateroom, then you look, you're like, oh, this is not what I'm used to.
No,
Disney.
It's not.
And because it's not.
And it's different bedding configurations. The bedding configurations kind of confuse me. But I say it kind of confused me because we're so used to, do book other things, but we're so used to Disney being a certain way that these are more like the other cruise ships.
Right. Because it was like an old ship that they redid.
Yeah, that they grabbed and redid. But
she
big.
I know.
She a big ship.
I have a client on the Adventure, just one that I've booked so far, but they've moved staterooms multiple times, I think because of that. Because the rooms are just not, and they have the ones too that are like the inside balconies.
Yes, the garden view.
I'm staying in one of those on Royal Caribbean. Coming out
a garden view
kind
of thing. I don't know what
why did I do that. I was like,
for something different.
I know, but then I'm like, if I'm staying in a balcony, I want to see
the ocean.
Like, why did I do this?
Yeah.
And Royal Caribbean, you can bid on different rooms.
Really?
So like, when you open your app, they're like, do you want to bid on a different, like a suite? And then you put your price point, like I'm willing to pay $300 per person, and if your bid gets chosen, then you have to pay it, obviously. But if it doesn't, you just don't. I thought that was fun.
That is kind of fun.
Oh, I know.
That's not good for competitive people.
It seems chaotic a little bit, but
that would not be good for me.
I was going to do it, but then I was like, am I going to be placed like away from the agency? Because I think we're all like staying together. So I was like,
in an area.
I know. But I thought that was fun. But I'm like, why
that
did
is
I
fun.
why am I staying in that? Like, I'm going to open my balcony and see people. Why did I do that? Whatever. I thought at the time it was a good choice, so we're going through with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next, do you want to explain sip or spill?
Yeah. So this is going to be like a signature segment we're going to do, and it's going to be simple, punchy, to the point, sip or skip. Like, I don't want to give an example because the only example I would give is
sip or skip, like this or that. Like, would you do it yes or no?
Yes.
And we're just going to be like, yes or no.
Yep.
Except you stole mine.
I did?
Well, you didn't steal it. You like already talked about it, but it's fine.
Oh, park hopping.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was going to be mine.
Okay. But we did both talk about, like, there are certain families or certain trips that maybe do designate park hopping.
Right.
So we kind of justified both sides. So final answer, sip or skip.
For me?
Yeah. Park hopping.
I say sip.
Okay.
And what do you say?
Skip.
Okay. Do you want to know mine?
Yes.
I think you're going to go along with what I say.
I'm excited.
Mine is sip or skip.
Okay.
Tony's Town Square and Magic Kingdom. Sip.
Sip.
I know. I sip too. And you know, a lot of people don't sip Tony's Town
Square. You
know
what I think it
is?
And
they're missing out.
It used to not be great. It used to not
well, it
be
is
good.
Now. I was but never there when it wasn't good. So.
I think I was when I was little, but I don't remember it.
I was going to say, do you
remember? But no, I don't. But when COVID happened and the park shut down, that's when we were annual pass holders at that time. And when we came back, everybody was talking about that. I don't know if they got a new chef or they just redid the menu or threw out old ingredients and came
it's
back
so
with
good.
It. But we had gone there and we were like obsessed.
Yes.
Obsessed.
And
with
I've gotten
it.
Multiple like different food items
yeah.
from the menu.
I
and
haven't
I love
had
them
a bad.
All. It's so good.
Food there.
It's so good. And there's always reservations available because mm-hmm. everyone thinks it sucks and it doesn't. And
I have noticed it's getting more popular. So reservations are
I always suggest it now. Like, I literally tell everyone.
So you're the problem.
If you like Italian food and like, because where else are you going to eat in Magic Kingdom? If you don't want to spend like $1,000
yeah.
on Cinderella's Royal Table.
By the way, that's an over-exaggeration.
Yes.
We are
travel agents. It depends how many people you're traveling with.
I mean, you could do that anywhere.
Be our guest. But that is like a whole nother hot take.
Yeah.
In itself.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think it's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I would say like for table service there and Jungle River Navigation.
Oh, I've never been there. I've never been there, but I've heard really good things.
Yeah.
And also Tony's Town Square, remember we went with Casey and she is gluten-free. They gave her like a special menu.
Yep.
Which I think they do that.
They do that at all the restaurants, but
that was my first experience with that because I've never dined with anyone.
The giant mozzarella stick.
It's so good.
It's so good with the spicy sauce. Mm. It's a different little take on that.
You know what? Maybe I'm going to make a reservation there for when I go next week.
There you go.
Okay. What are your sip or skips?
What?
Oh, God. I'm scared.
I'm scared too.
Why?
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Regular Dole Whip float. Just normal, none of the fun little flavors. For me, that's a skip.
Wait, but does it have to be the float? Like, it has to have the pineapple juice stuff at the bottom. Or it's pineapple juice pop.
Soda.
At the bottom. Is that what you're talking about? Or just a Dole Whip?
I was talking about that, but we'll just put it in that regular flavored Dole Whip or Dole Whip float. So just the regular
sip.
Pineapple.
Sip. What do you mean? That's not even a real question.
I'm a skip.
Because you like the swirl one with the coconut?
Well, I like the tropical serenade.
From the little bird place?
No. That's a big time skip for Janelle. She does not like orange flavored anything. So from Aloha Isle in
mm-hmm.
Magic Kingdom.
By the carpets. That's where you get a Dole Whip in Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Tropical Serenade is one of their newer ones. And I found out I could do a pineapple and coconut swirl with hog juice.
I mean,
on the bottom.
That sounds like diabetes in a cup.
Well, guess what? It was great diabetes in a cup.
I'm just like, I just want a Dole Whip, a regular Dole Whip in a cup, nothing underneath. Like, I don't want the juice mm-hmm. or anything. Like, if my kids got it and they didn't eat it.
If I have to get a Dole Whip,
it would just be regular.
It would be a regular one. I wouldn't get the float version, but for the float version, Tropical Serenade all the way.
That's fine. But then have you ever got the one that's like on like a little cake thing?
Yeah, I don't like the
I haven't. Sometimes I want to, and then I'm like, no. I'll just stick to what I know.
And, like, the Tropical Serenade does come with cake pop, but I'm not a fan.
Oh, yeah, that. It does come with a cake pop.
Mm-hmm. It's I like a cockamora. It looks like a little cockamora from cute. Moana. It's super cute, very photogenic, that little Tropical Serenade drink. But, yeah, that's my dip.
Should we do one more?
Sure.
Peter Pan's ride. Peter Pan's flight. Skip. Skip.
Sick.
I knew you were going to. You're all about nostalgia.
I am.
The ride is overrated. And the fact that it's constantly a 2-hour
ride. Fly.
Listen, no.
The cast member you put can, pixie dust on your little pirate ship.
They you can fly and it soaring. Goes
down and then it flies.
No. Absolutely no.
But I do have time. To say I would probably sip if it's a short line. Sip if I have a lightning lane.
I was going to say, would you
if waste? If I don't have any of those things, I'd probably skip.
Would you waste a lightning lane on it?
Yes.
I would never.
And I wouldn't call wasting it. I would call using it. But my son loves that ride.
Well, then you got to do it. But like if you
but I also had never gone through the normal queue. Until we did that,
it's cute.
The agency trip.
But like the ride itself, it's just
I've never gone through that queue. And I was like, well, this is way more magical than the lightning lane.
Yeah. I mean, that's typically how it is.
Yeah.
Like the regular line queues are better.
Yeah.
But it's what you
better do. For looking purposes.
Right. And wasting your time.
Yeah.
Taking up your time.
Taking up your time.
Doing stuff while you're waiting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Playing the little Disney heads up game.
I do like the little area where it's like the little beds and they're like jumping from the bed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cute. But like,
and I like
that better than the ride.
I could see that.
Yeah.
For you.
So that's my skip.
Okay. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Are we done?
I think we're done.
Look at me squinting.
She can't read. So if you thought this was interesting or you
like if you us, like listening to us yap
or if you just like chaotic friends
opinions
at work,
of Disney tune in next month.
Yeah,
that's our take
and that's the tea.
Bye
bye.
The end.